Pamela from Pine Hill, you're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Jared's Barbershop, where style meets tradition. Located at 4833 Route 9G, Germantown, Jared's Barbershop offers precision haircuts and traditional hot towel shaves. Appointments and walk-ins are welcome 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Appointments can be made by calling or texting 518-948-6234.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Kyle Weidman of Germantown, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
If you like music that's off the beaten path, and often off the beat, then tune in to Overlooked, the second and fourth Tuesday of the month, just after the noon news.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my
Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. We shout Jesus in the mountain, Jesus in the valley. Amen. I shout the name of Jesus. There's something about that name, beloved. Do you know that for yourself? I found that out. I found it out. There is truly power in the name of Jesus. And you know what's so amazing about it is that in his lifetime, you know, they weren't really calling him Jesus. That's sort of an anglicized way of saying his name. He was known as Yeshua, Joshua, you know, Lord, Rabbi, Rabboni. Hallelujah. Answer to all those names. But praise the Lord. When we got a hold of it and it became Jesus, hallelujah, you can say that name and there's power in that name. And, you know, I know in Latin American countries, there are people who are named Jesus, spelt the same way as Jesus. Praise the Lord. And but there's God and the Holy Spirit and the angels above and the demons below know when you call the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a response. Amen. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to The Bright Side Somewhere. There is a bright side, beloved, and there's right now, right here with me on WGXC, listener-supported radio. Amen. For open ears. And we come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise the Lord. We come with the music, with the message. Amen. I speak the name of Jesus. That was the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And we have a lineup of five songs. Amen. Back to back. 24 minutes of music for the message, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, after that, I come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You don't want to miss that. Before I start the music to play, I do want to say condolences and sympathies to all those who are mourning the passing of Pope Francis, a great man in faith who devoted his life, like so many, to lifting the name of Jesus, speaking the name of Jesus, helping people to understand and know the message that Jesus brings to the world, the love that God has for us, his creation in human form, his creation in the celestial and terrestrial earth realms, the universal realms, the nature realms, you know, just messages of the love of God all around us. And personified. Amen. Personified in the personhood of Jesus our Christ. Praise be to God. So certainly we give honor to this man, amen, knowing that, you know, no human is perfect. There was one who, because of divinity that poured into his veins from his conception, amen, and to his resurrection and exaltation. Nobody else like Jesus. Hallelujah. So we do not revere him or anyone as being perfect, amen. We thank God that we come into the understanding that we are human and we fall short sometimes. We make mistakes. We mess up. But that's why we need Jesus. He can take a mess and turn it into a message. Amen. He can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph. So as our brothers and sisters in the Catholic tradition mourn the passing of the head of their church, we certainly think of them and lift them in our prayers as they go through the process of selecting the new head of their church. Amen. We also pray that God would give them wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I just thank God this morning that we know there is a bright side. Hallelujah. In all of the things that, you know, the things that are. Amen. The thing that is, this is that thing. We give God that we know that in the midst of all of it, he's not far away. He's very much near and here and wanting to help us. Amen. It's Eastertide as well. I hope that you had a wonderful Easter with your family and friends or even by yourself. You know, you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, that's a majority in any room. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, beloved. Oops, my headphones. Oh, my headphones hit the mic. I hope that didn't hurt your ears. Praise the Lord. I'm working with a new hairdo. Yes. And so we trying to not mess her up. All right. But listen, I got the music. Yes, I do. And we're coming back with that. What a beautiful name it is. It's by Hillsong. How He Loves Us, Brother Anthony Evans and his company. I Am Not Alone, from Psalm 23, Brother Joshua Sherman. Elevation Worships, I Trust in God and Take Six, Lamb of God. You know, that was the playlist that I had for last week, but we couldn't get the music playing. But we got it today. Amen. Shout out to Sister Meredith again, doing your thing. Station manager, thank you for helping make that happen. All right. So listen, no further ado. Do let the music come through, and we are here with you. Music that'll bless your heart, your mind, and your soul, right here, right now, with me on WGXC. What a beautiful name it is! Hallelujah to Jesus.
when all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
And he's yours too if you let him be. Do you let him be? Listen to me. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC 90.7 FM .org, and online. And we are WGXC Acre. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International Church, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang on in there. Right now is here with me on WGXC. We have the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got more just like that coming at you. Listen, after a couple more songs, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You don't want to miss that. All right. Trust in God. Trust in God. Elevation worship. Yes, beloved, I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. I've learned how to trust in God. I trust in God.
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more. Trust in God, my Savior.
I saw.
Jesus Christ, yes, the Lamb of God, takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You knew we couldn't get through it without you. Well, I thank you and I praise you. Exalt you now and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And amen. Holy God, I thank God for the opportunity to, you know, share some of my thoughts, some of my colleague thoughts and peer thoughts. And, you know, we all can have different opinions and views and thoughts. I get to share some of mine with you. And, you know, you can say amen. You can say ouch. It's all right. It's all right. But listen, I want to talk for a few minutes today on the topic wisdom for facing narcissistic power. Wisdom for facing narcissistic power. In our ministry, we started our spring Bible study series on Saturday morning scripture studies, 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Yes, people come online for it. And our topic is narcissism. It came up out of one of our morning prayer times, and one of our intercessors mentioned that in her church, in her book, she has a book group. They're dealing with the topic, the book titled "It's Not You" by Dr. Ramani Darasvalo, something like that. It's Not You, and it's about narcissism, right? And it just clicked and made a ding, ding, ding in my head. And so, you know, in prayer, we began to seek for wisdom for teaching that is through our spring scripture study. And it brought me to wanting to share some of the things that came up out of my research and preparations for leading Bible study on the topic of narcissism. So today I'm talking about wisdom for facing narcissistic power. There's a scripture in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, that reads in the New International Version of the Bible, "But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves." One of the researchers that I came across said that since the 1970s, that narcissism has been on the rise. And in the USA, they weren't specific about having researched any other places, but in the USA since the 1970s, you know, in the 60s we had the communals and community and, you know, coming together for liberty, and we had all the civil rights legislations coming together based on the communal efforts of the people of this country, right? And then in the 70s, you know, we had a little bit of a shift, right? And then in the 90s, we got into more of that shift. And we got into the selfies and social media. And, you know, and so the increase of people being lovers of themselves. It says in the last days, It's going to be terrible times because there's going to be an increase of that. And that's documented in research that narcissism, okay, can't get into all about what that really, really means. But if you're not familiar, just in a snapshot, narcissistic personalities and narcissistic people, they tend to use intimidation and charm to control people, undermine others' power, maintain their own power, be abusive. In today, where narcissism is on the rise in leadership and government, in the workplace, and even in personal relationships, it's good to know that, you know, this is not new, okay? There's biblical examples of narcissistic leadership and narcissism in families. And so this is something that we can learn from, right? The Bible doesn't use the word narcissist, but it clearly warns us about the spirit behind it, a spirit of pride, of self-idolatry, of emotional domination. And so today I want to speak to those who feel trapped under this kind of leadership, whether it's in politics, at work, or in your own home. In the Bible, biblical examples of narcissism in government would be Pharaoh in Exodus, the book of Exodus. He saw himself as supreme. He exploited people for his own gain. In Exodus 5 and 2, we read the words of Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" You know, in the book of Acts, in the New Testament, in Acts 12, we have an example in Herod, who accepted worship as God and was struck down by God. Narcissistic rulers don't serve the people. They want people to serve them. In the workplace, a narcissistic boss would use intimidation or even charm to keep control and often undermine others to maintain their power. An example in 1 Samuel chapter 18 is King Saul, who was insecure and jealous of David's success, and he was very controlling. In families, you know, you can have narcissistic parents or spouses who often use guilt and shame or fear to control rather than love, respect, or grace. Siblings can also be under that kind of character and trait. Like Cain, he couldn't handle correction. He lashed out at the one who did well. And, you know, we learn he even killed his own brother. In Luke 15, in the New Testament, we find the story of the prodigal son and his father and his brother, the older brother who was jealous and entitled and emotionally manipulative. We see narcissistic traits in the Bible. So how did Jesus handle narcissists? Well, Jesus didn't cater to narcissistic leaders, even religious ones. He confronted them. In Matthew 23, we read, "Woe to you, teachers of the law, you are whitewashed tombs." He boldly expressed the spiritual manipulation and hypocrisy of the Pharisees. They questioned his authority, and he turned the question back on them, and then he just walked away in Luke chapter 20, verse 1 to 8. He escaped toxic control. Amen. He saw that people were trying to use force to make him king, and he just walked off and withdrew to a mountain to pray in John chapter 6 and verse 15. He didn't try to fix narcissists. He stood in truth and moved forward. Amen. That's the tip of Pastor Point right there. Stand in truth and keep it moving. Jesus shows us you don't have to argue. You don't have to submit to the abuse. You don't have to stay in the bondage. You can set boundaries and still walk in love. How can we respond today? How can you respond today? Well, you can recognize the spirit that's at work. Don't excuse pride and control and manipulation as quote-unquote strong leadership. Mm-mm. Pray for discernment. Not everyone who leads is healthy. Not everyone who leads is beneficial to one's physical, mental, or emotional state. How can we respond? How can you respond? Set boundaries like Jesus did. At work, you can document situations. You can set limits and speak truth. Speak truth when you feel that it's safe, when you're not exposing yourself to danger. Sometimes you will have to take a risk to speak truth, but hallelujah, you don't have to stay in bondage. You can, in politics, vote with discernment. Pray for leaders, but don't idolize them. At home, you can seek counseling and safety and community support. You may not be able to change the person, but you can change how you respond. And you can trust God's justice. In Romans 12 and 19, God says, "Do not take revenge. It is mine to avenge, says the Lord." You don't have to fight narcissism alone. Jesus knows what it's like to stand before Pilate, Herod, and the Pharisees. He understands abuse of power. Amen. So, beloved, amen. How do you stand in the face of narcissism? Well, we just came to share a little bit of wisdom for facing narcissistic power. Narcissistic power. But hallelujah, God has all power in his hands. And Jesus in Luke chapter 10 and 19 said, "I have given you power over all the power of the enemy." Amen. He's given us power, beloved, over pride and self-idolatry, insecurity, master superiority, rebellion against God's authority. He told us pride goes before destruction. Hallelujah. He encourages us to change. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. Hope it helps you along your way. And we got more music to play. So let's get back to that. How about that? Worthy of it all. Worthy of it all. Jesus, you're worthy of it all. The way, the truth, and the life. Don't you love him? I love him so.
Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Lord, we praise you and we glorify you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. We give you everything we have tonight. We join in and we worship you. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
Yes, the sweet fragrance of praise and worship unto God. Let that incense arise. Amen. Amen. Oh, I get so happy when I think of the goodness of Jesus. Oh, my Lord. Well, listen, beloved, we're getting ready to get out of here. But before we do, we just got a few things we want to share with you. If you would like to be in on our Bible study, there's so much more that we're talking about in terms of narcissism, the root of it, the fruit of it, the devastating, destructive, and dangerous fruit of it. But also, yes, beloved, there's righteousness that comes. That's why we know there's a bright side. God is able to turn it around. What the enemy means for harm, God can work it for your good. If you want more information about Overcoming Ministries, myself, or the ministries that we have, you can check us out at www.omichurch.org. Yes, you can. This Thursday is the National Day of Prayer. The National Day of Prayer. And we observe it here in Columbia County at the Columbia County Courthouse, the gazebo called Washington Park, that nice stretch of land in front with the monuments for the soldiers and the servers and the military. We will be there right across from the post office on Union Street at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 1st, for the National Day of Prayer. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. We're praying for our nation, praying for ourselves. We're praying, people. And if you're a praying person, I hope I see you there. And also, you know, we want to let you know that if you would like to leave a comment about our radio broadcast, you can do so at 518-622-2598. If you'd like to be a supporter, a partner, a contributor, a donor to Wave Farm in support of the Bright Side Tuesday afternoon show, the other wonderful shows that are being presented, you can go to wgxc.org/donate. Yes, you can. I want to say happy birthday to you, April birthdays, babies. April is winding up. We're thinking about you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday celebration, even if it's a party of one. You know, I've done it. Taking myself out to dinner in a nice restaurant. Yes, I have. happy birthday to you, all right? You're here to celebrate means God's not done with you yet. And is his way of saying, keep on trucking, baby. Happy anniversary to all you April lovers. Got married, you met. Now you're celebrating your love and your union. Some of the spark may have been gone. Strike that match and light that flame again. Happy anniversary. All right. I want to, you know, pray and let you know that we are praying for you. You are sick and you're shut in. If you're lost or you're lonely, you're confused, you're depressed, you're stressed, you're grieved, you're bereaved. We're praying for you. I want you to know that no matter how dark the clouds may be, how gray the day, I want you to remember there's a bright side somewhere. If you don't quit in the ditch, but you hang on in there, you'll see Jesus is coming through for you, because the sun is always there and the sun is still shining. Next time we meet, we'll be in the month of May. Over the air, that is. We'll be in the merry, merry month of May. So many wonderful things happening in May. We've got Mother's Day, Memorial Day, National Day of Prayer. a lot of wonderful things. I'll be at the First Presbyterian Church on Mother's Day to serve as pulpit pastor supply, and look forward to being there with my sisters and brothers at First Presbyterian Church. And if you're in the area, love to see you there too. All right. Listen, don't let nobody steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. This is Pastor Kim. I'm your perpetual optimist, and I'm ready to be out. But before I do, I got one more song for you. Worthy is the Lamb. Crown him with many crowns. Be blessed, beloved. Remember never to forget, God loves you. I love you too. So you hang in there and don't quit in the dip.